This is 7AD, all right? The Burnie Christmas Parade is coming up this Friday night. To tell us more from our promotions team up at 7BU, Caden Cooper. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren. Thanks for having me.
No, you're very welcome. And we've got a lot of listeners, you know, in Central Coast area who live in and around Burnie and like to go to the Burnie Christmas Parade because it's always a beaut. So what time's starting there?
So the Burnie Christmas Parade will kick start at 6 p.m. So it'll run through the CBD from 6 o'clock.
And you've actually got a bit of a street party happening, haven't you?
We've got the street party that'll start at 5 p.m. So involved in the street party, we'll have food vendors, kids entertainment, all thanks to Golden Homes, with face painting, glitter tattoos, Bobcat the balloon guy, and we've also got Bluey the character on site as well. Plus we've got gifting stalls and a whole heap of, I guess, festivity stuff going on ready for Christmas, because it's coming around way too quickly, and we thought, well, let's get into the full swing of it.
There's sure.
going to be something for everyone to enjoy there, plus $800 worth of prizes to be given away with a bit of a scavenger hunt around the CBD for all to get involved with.
Wow. Okay, so how does that work? So for kids going along who want to do that, what do they need to do?
Yes, so they'll have to pop by, just grab one of the registration forms, or the entry forms, and on the entry forms it will have a list of businesses that they'll need to visit. They need to find the elf on the shelf who has, I guess, kind of hidden himself in the office there, or in the work.
Santa's workshop, yeah?
Yeah. In the
That's the one?
Yeah, so the elves have hidden themselves, and they'll just have to correspond the number with the elf that's in store and then pop their entry in the drawer. There's, $800 for eight different people will win a $100 voucher to spend at a local Burnie business.
So they're available at shops around the CBD, are they, or...?
So the entry forms will be available from next to the stage, where we'll have live music being performed at the street party from 5 through to 9 p.m. So there's a few hours to get involved.
Right.
And, we'd really like to see everyone down here.
Okay, so speaking of music, who have you got on there?
Matthew Garwood and Michelle. So they're coming down from Launceston. So Matty's been on a multitude of different TV shows and that over the years, including X Factor. So he's coming down to perform with his wife, some Christmas carols and some other pop music as well.
He's a good singer. All right, and of course, the star of the show, apart from Matty Garwood, will be Santa Claus. So he'll be in the parade, no doubt.
He will. Santa and Mrs. Claus will both be down.
Ah.
They'll be in the parade, sort of the last float. But then after the parade, they're going to be popping by the street party for photos with anyone who would like to stick around with their kids to grab some photos with Santa.
Right. Now, with that parade and the street markets and whatever, obviously some streets will be shut off for a while.
Yeah, there will be some street closures. The first one coming to effect will be Wilmot Street from 2:30, just so we can get everything set up for the street party.
Yeah.
And then there'll be just about an hour and a half that'll be closed off for the public, with Mount Street, Catley, North Terrace and Wilson Street as well.
Okay, beautiful. All right, mate, you've said it all there. Great work getting this together, because it's been a while, hasn't it?
It has indeed, but it's come up very quickly, so we're still busy frantically getting things sorted, but we'll be there. So floats are still open, though. For anyone who is interested in putting in a float, they've got until
today,
not very far away.
Yeah.
At close of business, we need those forms back to us by.
All right, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Darren. Have a good day.